This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg.
U.S. President Donald Trump on Saturday made his first public appearance since returning to the White House after being treated for COVID-19. Trump delivered an address on his support for law enforcement from the Blue Room balcony to a friendly crowd. Speaking to a largely African-American and Latino audience, the president urged attendees to vote Democrats, quote, into oblivion.
The other day in the debate, Biden couldn't even use the words law enforcement. I said, say law enforcement, say law enforcement. And he was bailed out by the anchor. Then I said very simply, I said, name one law enforcement group that's supporting you. He couldn't do it, but he was bailed out by the anchor.
Trump is also priming for a Florida rally on Monday and campaign events in Iowa and Pennsylvania later in the week. Late Saturday, the president's doctor released a statement saying Trump is no longer a risk for transmitting the virus. Dr. Sean Conley said Saturday morning's COVID PCR sample demonstrated by currently recognized standards the president is no longer considered a transmission risk to others. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden on Saturday slammed President Donald Trump's pandemic response and promised more jobs funded by higher taxes on the wealthy. Addressing a plumbers union in his native Pennsylvania, Biden said President Trump is only pretending to care about working class voters who helped flip the Rust Belt to the Republican column 4 years ago.
We lose anywhere from 700 to 1,000 people a day dead. The president was told a little while ago, when he was told 100,000 people a day were dying, you know what he said? He says it is what it is.
Erie, where Biden was speaking, will be especially critical for Biden as he focuses on winning more white voters beyond the state's Democratic core in Philadelphia and its suburbs.